my name's Paul Blake. I was Greedo in Star Wars A New Hope. Listen, I can't remember what I did last week, let alone what I did 35 years ago, but I do vaguely remember a few bits. What's difficult now, say this to the fans sometimes, is that you kind of don't know what was real and what was invented in your own mind about what happened at the time. I remember certain things. I remember meeting George Lucas, and he was very, very professional, very determined, knew what he was doing. The concept was fabulous, but I wasn't on it for all that long. I was on it for about 2 to 3 weeks, something like that. And that goes very quickly, and in those days, you just went from one movie to the next pretty quickly, and you were concentrating on what happened on the next film, so you don't pay all that much attention to what goes on. Nobody knew that we'd be signing photos 30 years later. That's been amazing, and the whole fandom thing. My bits, I seem to remember, I think it was Pinewood. They did about 2 to 3 weeks in Morocco for all the desert sequences. That didn't involve me, because my scenes were all involved in the cantina. A real warren of little rooms and alcoves, and that was pretty exciting, because that was a real set that you could get involved in, and it was dressed beautifully too, with all the various aliens and the drinks on the tables. What they did use, which was a bit off-putting, was to add that sort of smoky dive feeling to it, which they wanted to create. They used incense and incense burners, and they constantly replenished them around the set, so you were constantly choking on incense fumes. It was like being in a Catholic service. A lot of the original actors, the ones still left alive now, because a lot of people have died since the first film, because they were pretty old when they were doing the movies themselves. Of the actors involved in who had dialogue scenes, there's not that many left. A lot of people come out of the woodwork claiming that they were in Star Wars, who were never in Star Wars, of course. And get yourself a stormtrooper outfit and away you go. I mean, my part was pretty small, really, although I did at least have some dialogue and got to do more than one scene, so I was pretty lucky. I didn't think so at the time. I thought it was just a terrible science fiction film at the time. Well, because there hadn't been any good science fiction films in 1976, other than the classic British ones like Shape of Things to Come and Metropolis and those sort of movies, but those were made years and years and years previously. Round about that period, there'd only be terrible B-movies. The premiere came out and everybody loved it and thought, great. We were all, you know, really chuffed and very happy. We didn't think too much about it. And then suddenly, about 10 years later, when the whole fandom thing kicked in and conventions started, that's when the real manic thing about Star Wars happened, and it became not only a film phenomenon, but a social phenomenon too. My name's Paul Blake. I was Greedo in Star Wars A New Hope.